the time we spent in Canton was just wonderful last month. And, you know, the job that they do with the Hall of Fame, I want to thank Steve and all the people that are affiliated with the Hall of Fame for the wonderful way they treat the inductees, their families, and all the people, all of our friends and family that came down to Canton just had a wonderful time. It was just a super job that they do every year for the Hall of Famers. Do you all have some questions? Yeah.
You're going into the ring here. Let's some of your kids and grandkids will be able to walk in this building.
Well, it is, and it's so special that the Rams will include the old St. Louis Cardinal group in this, because to have it here in St. Louis where we played and where our home is just something extra special. And you know, they don't really have to do that, but they do, and it's really been special to have to go up on this wall, or will be special to go up on this wall along with the other three Cardinal players in the Hall of Fame, along with the great Ram players that are here on this wall. It's just, you know, it gives me goosebumps just looking up at the wall and thinking what's going to happen here at halftime. It's really neat.
How has this last year affected you in a sense of you went all those years not getting to the Hall of Fame after playing, and then all of a sudden Hall of Fame, and then just everything must be just turned your world upside down?
Well, it really has. You know, I've been out of the game for 20 years or whatever, and so you know, you kind of get away from it a little bit, and then all of a sudden, boom, it happens. And you're right; it's just been a whirlwind of activities with the different types of things. You know, for so many years, they kept saying Roger, you know, maybe should be a Hall of Famer or future Hall of Famer, and pretty much I thought that probably had passed me by and wasn't going to happen. But then in my last year of eligibility before going into the seniors pool, boom, it happens, and it's just been a dream come true, and it's just, as I say, a lot of activities, you know, things like this, going to Phoenix in a next month to do this type of thing at a game out there, and you know, all different kinds of things. Down at Mizzou, having some things happen at Mizzou, and it's just really, it's been fun and a thrill for my family, my kids, and my grandkids to enjoy something that they really didn't get to see when I was playing.
With all this going on, has it sunk in that you're a Hall of Famer, or is it still doesn't feel like?
Well, you know, it has to some extent. You know, I've gone to some events with the Hall of Fame golf tournaments and things like that, and we're going back to Canton in a few weeks to the charity golf tournament that the Hall of Fame has, and so I'll see a lot of the Hall of Famers at that time. Went to a golf tournament up that Mike Ditka has up in Chicago for Hall of Famers, and you know, those types of things are just a thrill, you know, to see all the guys that I played with and against and know to some extent, but to get to know them in this capacity in the fraternity of being in the Hall of Fame with them is just something special.
It's pretty cool to be able to introduce yourself as Hall of Famer Roger Williams.
Well, you know, you're starting to get used to that a little bit. Signing autographs with the HOF on there is something new, so yeah, it's a thrill.
Obviously, Roger, you played for the Big Red. Deerdorf used to joke, we're homeless. They don't want us there, they don't want us here, but do you feel like the Rams are kind of like your adopted family?
Well, certainly. It's nice that they have included us because of the fans. You know, the fans are here. These are the fans that we played for right here that are now the Rams fans, so it's so special to be here with them today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Congratulations.